Time to check in with our Shire whip around, City of Greater Bendigo. CEO is Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well indeed, thanks. One of my dear old mum's favourite sayings used to be, you don't have to be dead to be stiff. I see that the outdoor cinema for tomorrow night, we're talking about possibly heavy falls. That's a bit of a bugger.
Yeah, that's no good at all. It is out at the Garden of the Future at White Hills, part of our Summer in the Parks program, Robbo. We do have to have contingencies around this, and I can't explain what that contingency will be right at this point in time. But, book online.
Yep.
It's a free event. Book online at the Bendigo Tourism website or Bendigo Summer in the Parks website. Bookings are essential. If it is weather affected, then there'll be processes around that to make sure that we can try and get that up and running again at another time.
Yeah.
Screening is Doolittle.
Right. One of my favourite topics.
I'm guessing that's something to do with talking to animals, is it?
Yeah, I would assume so. I think there was the original Dr. Doolittle, and that might be the one.
Back in our day, it was Dr. Doolittle.
That's right. I think this one might be the Eddie Murphy one or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, good family movie, that's for sure.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Terrific. Now, the opening of the City Greater Bendigo Customer Service Centres again, that's good news. We you know, just bit by bit, try and get a bit more normal.
Yeah, we've been wanting to and thinking about opening up our customer service centres for a while. They opened up yesterday. So we've got a customer service centre in Hopetoun Street, so 15 Hopetoun Street, Bendigo, and then at Heathcote, in High Street, Heathcote. They're open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Heathcote one actually closes for lunch, but the Bendigo one's open all day. Encourage people to come in if they've got council business to conduct. But we've also, through last year and into this year, developed a lot of other ways that people can interact with the council. Our customer requests are online, so people can lodge a request directly online with us. It's given a reference number. It's allocated to a staff member. There should be some feedback pretty quickly to the customer. They can always ring 5434 6000, which is our customer service line. They'll get to talk to one of our customer support staff. They've got a lot of knowledge about how to answer questions and deal with issues.
Mm-hmm.
But then always, you know, a lot of people want to come and have the face-to-face, so that option is now available at those two centres, so
great.
Encourage people to come along.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be the usual COVID controls, Robbo. Don't have to wear a mask, but we're going to have to take registration of names and so on just to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Yep, absolutely. We had the Citizen and Young Citizen of the Year for the City of Greater Bendigo announced the other day. Cathy Steele, we had her on the show yesterday. And,
oh, great.
Yeah, obviously a friend of this organisation as well, as we try and support Bendigo Food Share. Ma A Poor, don't know a lot about this young lady, but tell us about the Young Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, so she's a Karen, part of our Karen community, and the Karen community has grown over a number of years in Bendigo to heading towards 3,000 people. They're beautiful people. Mapur is a young hard worker. She's secretary of the Karen Community Hub and Language School. So she teaches English to the Karen people on the weekends. She's spent a lot of time over the last year working with Bendigo Community Health and the city to interpret the important health messages and so on to enable the Karen people to understand the pandemic and what we're going through and the rules, and making sure that they could do their bit to, as part of a community to make sure that there wasn't a spread of COVID and that sort of thing. So she's an amazing young person, Robbo, and going to go a long way in her life, I think.
Fantastic.
Just a great young leader. So
yeah.
She's a very deserving recipient of that Young Citizen of the Year award, and of course Cathy Steele is just a mountain of energy and hard work and wants to help people.
Yep, exactly. No, fantastic stuff. Mate, we're just about out of time, but very, very quickly, Easter, great that we've still got activities going on. Pity we're not you know, able to have the full shebang, but it's still good that we're doing stuff anyway.
Yeah, we just can't plan for a 50, 60, 70,000 people event, which we've had in the past, so we're really, we'll scale it back, but there'll be lots of activities spread around the city and in our community, so look out for the program. We're still developing it up, but there'll be plenty of activity for people to do, both people who live in live in Greater Bendigo, but visitors that come here as well. So
yeah,
look out for that. We're still very excited by it.
Absolutely. All right, mate. Great to chat as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Beauty. Thanks, Robbo.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on the Wake Up Call. Gold Central Victoria. Good morning to you.